MW.
I love it when people bring me food. All right, good morning. We're back here. My Radio Hut Friday edition. Got some clouds. I'm wondering if the sun's even there anymore. 60 degrees, but we got sunshine here in the studio. Terry Anderson showing up, CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Good. You had a good week?
I had a great week. Our radiologist started yesterday, did a couple reads. So, hey, that's a win.
Fantastic.
You know? And for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the turnaround is going to be almost instantaneously.
Love what you're doing out there.
So
absolutely love. You always got things going on out there. And
so,
good things, too,
so
positive.
Bill, I just want to ask, did you say on the radio that you like when people drop by food?
Oh, yeah.
you might be getting truckloads.
That's why I'm out at the Wellness Center when I'm good 3 times a week.
But I know.
Linda's good about holding my feet to the fire.
She does a fantastic job.
I love seeing her smiling face out there every day.
And so. I brought her with me today.
I know. I've been waiting because it's like, well, when does Linda get her chance to speak here?
Do you know what I like? I like when after we do our radio segments, there's quite a few people that listen in the building, and then they give me ideas of what I should talk about next time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of Linda's conversations when I talked to her, Linda Miranowski, who we have with us in the studio, and I also have, for the listening viewers, I have a student from Concordia College, David Johnston, who's with me for 3 months. We're on month number 2. He is in leadership and wants to be administrator down the road.
Fantastic.
So I know you got to get him in and show him the ropes.
Absolutely.
You know? Probably driving him a little crazy. But anyway, so Linda, what better than to come and talk about Silver Sneakers than Linda herself? And I'm so impressed with that program, Bill. I think we're up to about 30, mm-hmm. 30 clientele coming through that door.
I love it.
So with that, I'm going to hand this over to Linda Miranowski.
Linda,
here you go, Linda.
Step up to the mic. I've been waiting for weeks to bring you in here into my world because I get to come into your world three times a week.
Yes, you do.
And work out at that fantastic wellness center you got out there. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for bringing me this muffin.
You're welcome.
You're good about feeding me, too, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, tell me a little bit about Silver Sneakers. What's going on with this?
Well, like Terry said, we are up to about 30 and we are growing. But the reason I wanted to talk about it a little bit today is because there's some confusion in the community about Silver Sneakers.
Okay.
Some of the people are thinking that Medicare covers it, and it's not your Medicare that covers it. It's either your supplement or your Medicare Advantage plan.
God, but not Medicare itself.
Not Medicare itself.
Okay.
And so if you have any questions, don't be afraid to call the Wellness Center and speak to myself or one of the other staff that work in there. And our number is 218-643-0345. And they can answer most of your questions. We can check your eligibility online. Or you can call the number on the back of your insurance card to see.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most common insurances, of course, is your North Dakota Next Blue or your Medicare Advantage plan through the state of Minnesota. And that gives you all the access to our wellness center, all of our equipment, our pool, our whirlpool, even our sauna. And, you know, we've had a great turnout since Sarah started this. What was it, about the end of April?
Yep.
Beginning of May. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, 30 people in that few months has really come, and we're adding more as July begins.
Linda, how old do you have to be in Silver Sneakers?
65.
65 and up.
Yep, okay. 65 and up.
Fantastic. And I love the fact that you've had such a good turn. It doesn't surprise me that you've had a good turnout at this.
Right. And we have a trainer you would meet with, and she'd show you how all our equipment works. Sarah Hasbargen, our trainer, is also doing two aquatic classes a week for 45 minutes, and you're welcome to join those. And she goes through and teaches you how to do things in the pool. And, I mean, it's been an awesome program for those people that are here and
mm-hmm.
enjoy it.
Right.
You know?
I was going to start with the pool, and that's all I was going to do. Well, Sarah took me through the cardio and the strength training, and that's all I do now.
Yeah.
Things can change once you get in there.
Absolutely. We have different machines for different parts of your body, your legs, your arms, your back. You know, it just depends upon what you want to work on, what you want to strengthen. I will say this, Bill has done an awesome job. He looks great compared to, you know, when he started. I can definitely see a change in the weight loss and in the toning.
Since January 5th, and I don't talk about myself a lot, as you know.
But yes, I do know that.
62 pounds gone. Yeah. And no big diet, no fad diets, just eating sensibly and working out at the wellness center.
Yeah.
I try three times a week, but sometimes it's a little work.
And when he's not there,
Linda
and he
always
does
lets me know
up,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, talk to him. But I saw him one day last week, and I said, my gosh, Bill, you have really done well.
Yeah. I'm loving it. I really am. And it's, you know, it's becoming to the point I was telling you last week, if I don't get out there and do it, yeah, I get a little snarky.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's become part of my life. Linda, it's been great having you on. So if people want more information about Silver Sneakers, just give me a call.
Absolutely. Call us out at the Wellness Center. 218-643-0345 is our direct line.
All right.
Just give us a jingle.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Great to see you in there, and I'll see you later
Sounds
today.
Great.
All right. David, step on up here. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Good to have you on board.
Oh, thanks for having me over.
So tell me about the experience at CHI. How's it been for you here the last month?
It's been great. It's a three-month program, like Terry said earlier, and I'm 1 month in now, so starting month two, and so far Terry's been treating me really well. We like to make jokes that she's driving me crazy and tells me a lot of stories throughout the day, but that's good. But no, mostly I just follow her around and see how the administrative side of the hospital is, and it's just been great so far.
When did you come to this decision that this was kind of what you wanted to do right now in your life?
So I came into college for nursing and then decided that wasn't the route. Went through a few mind changes over the course of maybe 1 year, 1.5 years, and then finally one of my buddies tried to get me into business administration. Wasn't into business.
Wasn't into that either, yeah.
And then I kind of thought about, or someone had told me about healthcare administration. I'd never heard of anything like that before, so I went to some of the faculty and they pointed me in that direction and took a few of the starter classes and just enjoyed them, so then I decided to pursue it. So,
David, what's been your favorite so far? Favorite part of the learning process?
Oh, man.
It's a big question.
I guess just, it might be exclusive to this facility, but it's been working with Terry and the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership team that I'm work with closely or closest with when I'm there, they've just been so good to me so far. And
is it everything you expected?
To be honest, I didn't expect much when I came in.
Okay,
I didn't know what to expect.
It's exceeding your expectations.
100%, yes.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
David, thanks so much. Stop back in again. I'd like to take more time and visit with you.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, again, always bringing me great guests. I love it.
I know. You know, the one thing I wanted to add about Silver Sneakers, we always talk about transition of care.
Right.
You know, you hate to discharge and you want people to continue. I was visiting with our therapist, Hannah, just the other day, and she said, you know, Terry, the great thing with Silver Sneakers, when they're done with physical or occupational therapy, they get to transition, if their insurance allows, into Silver Sneakers. And she said, then I get to continue to see them grow because they just need that still needs that continuation. So, you know, so it's all inclusive.
Fantastic. Linda, you wanted to add something here? You want to add before we wrap things up?
We even have cardiac rehab people that have continued through Silver Sneakers. And then Yoonjae can also monitor them, our cardiac rehab nurse. But one thing I also want to mention is Terry has done an amazing job. I have to give kudos to Terry taking over since David Nelson has left. She has done an amazing job. I mean, and the example I want to give is last week, just the top of her head, she, you know, gave kudos to the nursing staff for the ER things they have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And another example is that pool party that they did the other night, you know, for the facility. It was such a great turnout, and people had a great time.
Right.
You know, she's
that's how you build teams, wouldn't you agree?
She's done an amazing job in her new position.
I think so, too. I'm always telling her that.
Yeah, I'm just excited for the future.
I am, too. And so, it's great having this platform every Friday where you can hear about the things that are going on.
I think it's amazing, and I think she's going to be a great leader for us.
Yes, absolutely. Terry Anderson, there you go.
Wow.
From your employee's mouth to your ears.
Linda. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I think so, too. So got that from me.
All righty. Well, we can wrap this up.
And have a great 4th of July.
I will.
We'll be around next Friday. So all you guys have a safe and happy one, all right?
Okay. Sounds good, Bill.
Terry Anderson talking CHI St. Francis every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Senate Democrats are battling against the One Big Beautiful Bill's cuts to federal SNAP support. The bill's provisions increase states' responsibility for SNAP costs, modify work requirements for the recipients, and could lead to substantial benefit cuts for millions of Americans. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar says Americans will feel the pinch at the grocery store.
We're here for one simple reason, and that is that this bill will raise grocery costs for so many families, take food away from millions of families, fund tax breaks for the wealthy, all for that purpose. This week, Republicans are trying to rush through the bill before their self-imposed deadline. And one of the things we have learned that while about 40% of Americans don't know everything that's in the bill, everything they learn, they don't like the bill.
She says more than half of the American public does not like what's in the bill.
According to the latest Fox News poll, 60% are opposed to this bill, and 2-1, Americans think it will hurt their families. So there is no avoiding the facts, and they have figured it out. The Congressional Budget Office has confirmed that this big, beautiful betrayal of a bill would take food assistance away from 4 million Americans, including 1 million seniors, 800,000 parents with school-aged children, and 1.4 million people.
One of the factors behind the USDA's forecasted increase in inventory in the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. Rod Bain has the latest.
More hogs and pigs inventory per USDA's latest quarterly report. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says among the trends in the June report.
Markets have been indicating that we are a little bit tight on hog supplies over the past couple of months, but this seems to indicate that for the second half of 2025 and perhaps into the early part of 2026, we should see a little bit of growth in the hog supplies as those hogs that were born in the past couple of months come to market basically in the second half of 2025.
While the breeding herd has been stable the last couple of years.
We're getting more hogs by having more and more pigs saved per litter in that higher litter rate. That should bring more hogs into the production system and should be supportive of pork production in the second half of 25 and into 26.
The June 1st inventory for hogs and pigs came in at over 75 million head, up 1% from the March report.
This is Ag Central.
Markets can change in an instant. Weather can bring extreme heat to frigid cold, and the news is constantly changing. That's why you need accurate and up-to-date information from a trusted source. You've made the Ag Central Radio Network your home for all things agriculture information. We have and will continue to work hard every day to deliver the information you need. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
That's a check of our Ag News update to the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. They've got their LP summer fill going on now. Call Amanda at 701-474-5440 to schedule your LP tank fill. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley takes pride in delivering only the best products and services. So call Amanda, 701-474-5440.
Currently, we've got a cloudy sky, 64 degrees. Friday, June 27th, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. Two men were injured in a rear-end crash in Otter Tail County after one of the men fell asleep at the wheel. State Patrol said the two SUVs were southbound on Highway 59 in Dunvilla. Driver of the first SUV was making a turn when it happened. The driver of the second SUV, 80-year-old Ross Johnson of Miramar Beach, Florida, fell asleep before the crash. Both men were taken to Essentia Health in Detroit Lakes with non-life-threatening injuries. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Did you know your outdated lighting could be eating into your business's profits? Switching to LED lighting provides more efficiency, cuts down on bulb replacements, and provides eco-friendly benefits. Plus, it can lower your energy costs so you can put more money into boosting your biz. When you install qualifying upgrades to commercial and industrial lighting between July 1st and December 31st, you could earn up to $1,000 in bonus rebates on top of current standard rebates. Contact Breckenridge Public Utilities or head to brightenergysolutions.com to learn more and apply.
At least $100 million in federal grants have been canceled for North Dakota state agencies under the Trump administration so far. It's according to an analysis presented yesterday to the state legislative leaders. The analysis may not be a complete picture of the state impact, but it's the first time such a list has been compiled since the Department of Government Efficiency began cutting costs. Grant Gator Legislative Management Committee said it's constantly changing and no guarantee that it's comprehensive. State Department of Health and Human Services has seen the bulk of federal funding cuts, with 12 grants that were canceled in March. Agency lost about $69.5 million from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that was awarded for the prevention and control of emerging infectious diseases. Vaccines for children and grants to address COVID-19 health disparities for underserved populations. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com. Morning weather is next. It's brought to you this hour by Smith Tire and Tread.
Smith Tire and Tread, locally owned and operated in Wahpeton, manufactures truck tire retreads right here in your own backyard in their 22,000 square foot facility. We're a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, saving commercial trucking and the farming industry money every day with our superior retread services. If you're looking for tires for your trucks, implements, and all other commercial tire needs, look no further than Smith Tire and Tread, serving their hometown and the whole surrounding area. Call Smith Tire and Tread today at 701-642-8950 and visit us on the web at smithtireandtread.com.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr. Cloudy, temps 55 to 60 degrees where we start this Friday morning, but with high humidity. Fog possible around here this morning. There is fog out in southwest North Dakota and northwest South Dakota, where there's also some rain showers. The Severe Storms Prediction Center has us under the gun for a 3 out of 5 chance for severe weather tonight. Storms forming in central and east central North Dakota late afternoon and evening. Some of the strongest moving into eastern, especially southeast North Dakota, after midnight. High winds, once again, the prime focus of worrisome weather. We'll get a little sunshine this afternoon, the high only about 80, south wind to southeast 10 to 20, and a few showers and thunderstorms this evening, but in the overnight hours, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., that's when the worst weather likely will happen. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. We'll cook up some thunderstorms in the upper 80s degree weather, but Saturday's severe threat looks to be northeast South Dakota. Then quietly mild Sunday through Wednesday next week. Today, sunny, high near 80, storms later. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Skipping my lunch to hang out with you fine listeners. Turner Blathis every weekday from 10 until 2 on AM 1450 KBMW.
Well, it's Friday.